Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. TV talk show host, Chicago's favorite gal, Whitney Reynolds, here now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Hello, Whitney.
Hello. It is so great to be ringing in Saturday morning with everyone.
That's for sure. We're so much, now we're a day closer to Christmas, I was saying, in exactly a week, but now we're, you know, 6 days away.
Almost here. And you just reminded me that I got to hide our elf again.
Oh, my goodness.
We're in full swing at our house here.
Moms are working overtime. Moms, right now, here is the reminder. Move elf. Or do we say that? The kids are sleeping. What's safe to say?
I know. I got to remind myself. I'm going to remember that when we get done.
Oh, it's so great to have you on the show. Hey, congratulations are in order. Big news this week for the Whitney Reynolds Show. Syndication going national. Go, Whitney. Tell us about that.
It is. Yeah, you know, it's this surreal moment of something that I've wanted. You know, I've been doing TV for over 10 years now, and I've wanted it since day one. And for all the no's that I was told along the way, and almost those down and out moments when you think, is it ever going to happen? You have this moment when it finally does happen that you're like, I'm so glad the puzzle pieces didn't connect then, because now is the time. And as crazy as it is, I got the call in March, and you know, now the news is out. It feels like I've known forever, but I had to keep it in for a little bit for my team to get everything in place. And we are ready to rock and roll come January 6th as we distribute our show on PBS stations across the United States through NIDA. So this is a very exciting time for the show, and our mission is what I'm really excited about, to reach more viewers. We're all about giving life to the story and reminding people, no matter what they're going through, that their story matters. And honestly, the mission was formed through my own life journey of being the story that needed a show like mine whenever I was a little girl. And so it is so special to be in this place now and to be reaching this many more viewers come 2021.
Oh, my goodness. I got goosebumps when I heard the news. I remember you saying, oh, good news to come, months ago. We've been waiting months for this. So I'm really, really proud of you. 11 seasons in Chicago.
Yeah.
And 11 seasons. And then there you are, exploding on the national scene. I'm so very, very proud of you.
I don't want to lose sight of, like, what was crazy is for the past 11 seasons, I have literally shaken hands with every program director that's carried the Whitney Reynolds Show. So we've always been home based here in Chicago, but I have been in the six different markets we've been in. I've met with all of them. And when I got the yes, it was like winning the lottery. So imagine going from home based here, six different markets, and literally feeling like we had to do so many things to get those markets, and then finally getting the green light to say, you're going national. So this is one of those moments that I was like, is this really happening? And it's taken us a while to like understand that it is. And then how do we use it to the best of our ability to really make our mark?
You know, Whitney, you really are an amazing woman. I remember meeting you about 10 years ago. We met up finally. We said, we got to get together. We met at, what was it, Tavern on Rush? And
we
spent a lovely evening together getting to know this person who I just met like a week before. And now, and I've watched you grow, and it's wonderful to have someone who is, I mean, do I say this? Don't, you're a do-gooder. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh,
do good.
Thank you.
And this is what I tell my kids. Wow. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Do good in the world. Be good.
We have one chance here.
Making it look fashionable, and it should not be fashionable, but you're bringing it back. You're bringing good back.
Yeah. Honestly, that's what, I mean, growing up in Oklahoma and being a small town gal most of my life until I moved to New York and then here, it was one of those things that, like, in Oklahoma, that's, you pray for each other. You're there for each other. Your community is your community. And I've brought that spirit to me here with us in Chicago. Like, my team on the show, like, they are like family. And the guests, when they come in, you know, I want to make sure that their story unfolds the way it needs to unfold, that we understand that there is, you know, we can move on past tragedy. And unfortunately, those stories are what we feature, is the tough stuff. But when I say unfortunately, because they all had to go through this unfortunate situation. But at the end of the day, what you see is literally the stuff that they've gone through is what morphed into something so much more and brings inspiration through those stories. And so it really turns into this beautiful piece. And it all comes to life, you know, on the show. But I really, truly think the small town nature of where I came from and everyone being family is what has brought that all out.
Yeah. Yeah. And how wonderful coming from Oklahoma and a small town into Chicago. But Chicago is a big town, but you know, we've got all these little small towns all over and people know you and many people. So it's almost like a small town here. Her show may be going national, but she's got every intention of staying here in Chicago. What makes Chicago your kind of town, Whitney?
Well, for one, I have to say, just like you said, how small it actually is. There is not a day that goes by that I don't laugh of how small this city is. Like, I literally get a chuckle of who knows who and how we know each other. Like, it is the most, I've been doing 12 days of takeout where we've been featuring different restaurants on our social media. And literally every time I'm with a different restaurant and my producers have booked this out, there is a crazy connection that I wake up to the next day of like, oh, you were at my cousin's restaurant last night. And I have to tell you, it cracks me up because this city is so amazing. And this city has literally, what I love about it is not only are we staying here and we're going to air our season always here before it hits the national markets, it's always going to hit Chicago first. But what I love is Chicago's grown up with me. They took me in as I sold shoes down in the Loop when I was also creating the show because I didn't have a budget. So I sold shoes at 9 West downtown as I was dreaming up this show. And then Chicago watched me launch a Facebook show. Then it turned into a little bit more of an online internet show. I had a website.
Right,
and then it got picked up by NBC and then PBS and now this. And Chicago's grown up with me.
Look,
they watched me form a show, get married, now have twins, and now go national. So I love you, Chicago. I am for Chicago. And you know, it's interesting because on social media, sometimes Chicago gets a bad rap. And I am for the city, and I know we're going to do big things. I know sometimes it can look like the news might not show the best side of it, but I believe in big and deep for Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to John Vincent earlier, and Chicago is work. We were talking about LA, New York, hype, and Michael Douglas said greed, but Chicago is work. Growing up in Chicago and you being a transplant here and pretty much growing up through your 20s and 30s, and we'll stop right there. You're not even near me. But, you know, this is a town of workers, and we're all together in this, and we're going to get through this COVID. We're going to bring back the city and, you know, and hear those stories of people in Chicago and bring the, you know, hope and the restaurants open everybody back up. And it's going to be a joyous occasion. We're going to have a special celebration for that. But I love how you are constantly for helping small businesses. You're a voice for those that don't have a voice. And that's one of the things I admire about you. And I love hearing you sing on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Oh my goodness, that cracks me up.
Sing song.
Well, and going back, you know what I think this time has brought for everyone? And COVID, I'm not going to undermine it. It's been a horrible, horrible thing that's just like, especially just how it's hit people with their health. That's where I get really sad for families that have been impacted through actually catching COVID and the businesses impacted. But here's what one thing that I think it's given us. It's given us a time to pause, step back, and realize life can be short. And how do we live our days? How do we spread our message? And how do we make our days count? And that's one thing that this year has given me in a big way where I'm like, look out, because come 2021 and come moving forward, I know my direction. And I hope that everyone out there listening right now, if they haven't done it, don't give up on 2020 yet. Make this the year that you know big things are in your future because you're deciding it. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what next year holds. And I want people to dream big.
Aww. How about you? What are you dreaming for Christmas? We only have like a minute or two left. Let's talk about Christmas and dreams. That's when it starts, when you're little and you're talking to your children about Christmas. This is when the dreams start to happen.
You know, yeah, my dream for Christmas is just really, this is going to be our first year that we're doing it as just like our little nuclear family. And I want it to go well. I want the kids to, because I'm raising Chicago kids, which is so cool to say.
My city kids, kids four, city kids, the, like yeah, a city rat, like I grew up. Yeah, they're not rats; they're adorable. But yeah,
it's so different than how I grew up. But I love it, and for them, I just really hope they're 4 years old. It's been an interesting year. You know, we go through, like, when I pick them up from school, I'm like, okay, guys, you don't have to wear your mask in the car. It's just mom, you know? And so it's been an interesting year for all of us. We've all been in this learning curve, but I really, really hope that this next week just brings a lot of goodness of, like, family time, and that we're establishing some really cool traditions as our little family that we want to talk about for years to come.
Wonderful. Oh, I love it. Well, it's so wonderful to hear the news that you are going national into syndication, and we're glad that you're still going to be our Chicago gal, one of Chicago's very own right here, Whitney Reynolds. Don't ever change, Whitney. We love you.
I won't.
For more on Whitney Reynolds.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Chicago, don't leave me either. Like, you're my home base. I need those ratings. You continue. Because of you, we went national. So don't stop watching, Chicago. We love you, and you're our home. So
for more on Whitney Reynolds, visit WhitneyReynolds.com. You can also find her on Facebook and enjoy watching her on Instagram with her little kids at Whitney Reynolds. And don't miss her show, which airs locally every Monday on Lakeshore PBS at 6:30 and Sundays at 10:30. Thanks again, Whitney. Happy holidays to you and Dave and the kids.